When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There is a turning point at which everyone is ready to hear the information they need to hear in order to move into the next stage of their life. You cannot force that moment onto someone. Welcome back to Friend Crush. I'm your host, Amber Akilla. This is my podcast where I talk about stuff and things, cute, chaotic, and critical thinking. You can follow me on all the things at Amber Akilla. Meme page for the podcast at friend.crush. Merch available on the website friendcrush.club. We never really know if merch is going to be available for purchase at the time that this episode goes live or not. Just like, keep an eye out, you know. I'm going to figure this out eventually. We're getting there. Anyway, I hope everyone's doing well. Today's episode is about being the group therapist in terms of, like, you know, being the person that people come to when they're having a problem. And I mean this in, like, your personal life, because I separate the podcast from my personal life. You know, the podcast is like an expression of a part of me that used to be channeled into my personal life. And because I've, like, separated these two things now, I have a much better balance of, like, time and energy, I feel. Because before I started the podcast, I would really, really plug in to my friends' problems, because they would come to me knowing that they could talk about their issues and we would unpack it, and I would give them all these reasons for why they're being mistreated by this other person, why this other person is, like, so fucked up, what my friend can do to, like, get out of this situation, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, they would go and make their own decision in their own life, and it might not be in line with all the things that we talked about and we agreed on. And then this would create, like, a type of tension within the relationship, or a kind of frustration within me, because I'm like, why are you even coming to talk to me about these things and making it seem like you want advice, and then you don't take it, and then I have to listen to you talk about this thing again and again and again. We're going around in circles, and now your problem has become my problem too. And this doesn't mean that you don't support your friends and you're not there for them, but the capacity in which you are and the ways in which you are there for your friends when they're going through something can change, in my opinion, if you find yourself as, like, the group therapist, okay? So it was such a radical difference when I started the podcast, because all of the things that I would usually say to a friend, I was just, like, saying to myself, basically saying into the air, saying into TikTok. And then the people who needed to hear that information, who were ready for it, they would take it and they would apply it into their life. There is a turning point at which everyone is ready to hear the information they need to hear in order to move into the next stage of their life. You cannot force that moment onto someone. You cannot force ripen a banana successfully every time, okay? Whatever the metaphor that I used last time, you know, like, I always want to make banana bread. I buy these bananas and then I try to force ripen them by, like, putting them next to an apple or, like, leaving them out somewhere. And then I forget. And then they're not overripe. They're rotten. And I can't even make banana bread the way that I wanted to make banana bread. What the hell? So, you know, patience and just allowing things to unfold the way that they're going to unfold. There are forces beyond your comprehension and control, and you need to surrender and just focus on the things that you can control so that you can have the best outcomes possible. And sometimes that is pulling back from investing so much of your time and energy into other people's problems, because life is what you focus your time and energy on. If you focus your time and energy on other people's problems, who is going to look after your problems? And this kind of like comes from people pleasing. This is rooted in like people pleasing mentality and dynamic. I used to always tell myself like, I'm so lucky to be in the position that I'm in. Even though objectively I had maybe less privilege than people around me, I was still so grateful of like the things that I had in my life. And I was very aware of the sacrifices that my mother had made for me to be in the position that I was in, you know, and still to this day, like I'm very grateful every day for the opportunities that I have and the privileges that I have. And I would say to myself, like, you know, I'm lucky that I'm in this position, so I can afford to put in extra time and effort into this situation or trying to come up with a solution. And, you know, like, yes, you need to use your privilege in ways that can be beneficial to others, but it doesn't mean that it should be detrimental to you. You know, you don't need to sacrifice yourself in order for other people to do well, because that is not really, that's not a win-win situation. You know, that's not equality. I mean, I don't like, I prefer the term empowerment over equality. It's not like mutually empowering. If I have to give up a part of myself or I become depleted in the pursuit of another person being empowered, right? We want mutual empowerment. Me being empowered allows me to empower you. Not me being empowered means I have to disempower myself in order to empower others. Very, very subtle difference. Okay. So you can be there for your friends and say, I'm here for you. Vent to me. Okay. I'm sorry for your loss. I support you in whatever decision you're going to make next. If you want my advice, I can give it to you. But if you just want to be listened to, we can do that too. You know, like being clear about what it is your friends actually need from you when they come to you. Because a lot of the times people don't want advice. They don't want a solution. They just want to vent. They just want to be heard. And that's okay. They're human. But if you're someone who has like a people-pleasing tendency, if you were maybe put in positions where you had to develop like a independence or maturity beyond your age when you were younger, you feel like you always have to come to a solution because like there was no one there to give you the solutions that you needed as a child. So you're like, okay, how can I like help people to skip the discomfort that I experienced in trying to come to a solution myself? Because there are times when you just wished someone would give you the answer. But then you think about it and you're like, you know what? I am who I am and I know what I know because I figured that shit out on my own. Not because someone actually gave me the answer when I so desperately thought that that's what I needed for someone to tell me what to do. Learning how to do it yourself is how you mature, how you're able to give advice, how you're able to have a perspective that other people might not consider. So you can't give anybody else a shortcut. They also have to figure it out on their own. They need to go through that themselves. You're blocking people from the lessons that they need to learn when you insist on trying to save them from their own clownery. And it's hard and painful to watch a car crash in slow motion, but you will be forced to watch regardless, or they will end up having to go through that regardless. You just prolong the process, or you get yourself involved unnecessarily when you make their problems your problems. Okay, a friend comes to you with a dilemma. You can see so clearly exactly how it's going to play out. So that's like knowing that a car is going to crash. Knowing that a car is going to crash and someone else insisting to get in the car, it doesn't mean that you get in the car with them, okay? Unfortunately, you can't convince them to get out of the car or to not get in the car, but you don't get in the car with them and then crash too. The best thing you can do, stay on the sidelines, avert your eyes temporarily, and then be there to help clean up if need be, okay? You need to be in a healthy and empowered position in order to help that person after they've gone through that shit, not also be disempowered, also feel depleted, and now you're both fucked, okay? Because the other thing is that, okay, when you overinvest in other people's problems, at best, they take your advice, and then what? You don't get anything out of that. If they take your advice, at best, they'll say thank you. At worst, they'll take the credit themselves. You give someone else advice or you care about their problems more than they do, at worst, they'll either not take it or they will not take it do something else, their shit will get fucked up and they'll blame you. Or their shit will get fucked up and then it'll be too hard for them to face you because you insisted on something that they didn't do and then their ego can't handle being wrong. So you need to maintain a healthy level of distance between you and other people's problems, okay? You can be close to somebody, but you don't need to be close to their bullshit. Are they close to your bullshit? No, because you keep your side of the street clean. So you don't have to worry about cleaning other people's side of the street either, especially if you don't get anything out of it, because they're not going to thank you. That you don't get a prize, okay? Like, you want to give out positive energy. You want to treat others the way that you want to be treated, but you can't do things and think that there's like a prize for like goodest person, best person. No. Because when you give beyond your own boundaries and you do a disservice to yourself and you deplete yourself, you are the one that loses. Okay. Like that's ultimately like bad law of attraction, because now you're putting yourself in more positions. You're potentially putting yourself in more positions where you're going to be depleting yourself, where you're going to be giving more than you're receiving, and this will become a toxic cycle. So when you learn to set a boundary and recognize, okay, the best that I can do in this situation is to tell my friend that I'm here for them and to lend a sympathetic ear. You know, maybe give them a few pointers on things that they could consider in unpacking something, and then that's it. I don't need to be checking in on the phone all the time, like trying to insist that they make the right decision in my mind, because who knows what they're really thinking? Who knows what's really motivating them? They don't know. If they knew, maybe they would be able to make better decisions, but they don't. And that's okay. Like that's part of their life. That's part of their journey. But I'm so grateful for this podcast because I can just share what I need to share. And the people that it resonates with, they take it on board. They appreciate it because, you know, I'm expressing something that is already within them. You know, like the light is dim in your subconscious mind, and I'm just here to encourage you to turn the light up, you know. But sometimes when you're dealing with your friends in your personal life, they, the light in their mind that needs to be turned up, you don't know what that light is. They don't know what that light is. And the information that you're giving them is maybe missing that light completely, you know? So you don't have to take that personally. It's not your fault. It's just that whatever information they need to move to the next step, you maybe don't have the answer, and that's okay, you know? But if you are someone who is like how I was, feeling like you had to save everybody, feeling like you had to prevent other people from experiencing pain, just start a TikTok account like I did. Just start a podcast like I did. Start a newsletter, whatever. Find another way to channel that energy. Find another way to express that energy, because you will forever be disappointed if you're expecting like people in your personal life to be able to appreciate like that part of you in the way that it could be or the way that you want it to be. And it's not their fault. And it's not your fault either. It's just everybody has a certain energetic capacity, intellectual capacity. And I think that part of your life's purpose is finding out how you can healthily express that, finding ways that you can be productive in where you apply that energy. Okay. It is not productive for me to apply the energy that I apply to this podcast into my personal life. I don't get anything out of it, and neither do the people that I try to share it with, you know. But when I pivot that energy into the podcast, then I feel so much more validated. I feel so much more empowered as a result, because there's an outlet for the energy and there is also like a reception for it that is appreciative of it in a way that I'm not going to get in my personal life when my friend's dating some loser guy who she can't break up with because of whatever traumas or insecurities she has that I can't even fully understand. She can't fully understand. That's her journey. Okay. So I think that it's so easy to get into this like trap of codependence when you assume the role of like group therapist, friend therapist. And that's a burden that you don't need. It doesn't bring anything to your life. You know, it's not worth it. Thank you so much for tuning in. That's all I have to say today. What a short episode. I thought I would have more to say on this. But yeah, just because you know, like being able to say, the vindication of being able to be like, I told you so, not that lit. You know, you don't want to be the friend that holds someone else's mistakes over them as like, oh yeah, told you so. Like, that's not cute. That's not empathetic. That's not supportive. So I think the best that you can do is be like, you know, I think that the way that this person is treating you is maybe a pattern. You can decide what you will or won't accept in your life. Let them decide, babe. You don't need to decide for them. If they ask you, what would you do in this situation? You can tell them, but then you qualify that with, but that's just what I would do. You can do whatever you want. And, you know, I am here for you, but it's your decision. It's your life. Let people assume responsibility for their own happiness, because there's no way that you could do that for them, even if you tried, even if they wanted you to. So yeah, those are my thoughts for today. Thank you for tuning in. Follow me on all the things. Friend Crush merch, friendcrush.club. Friend Crush memes at friend.crush on Instagram. Drink lots of water. Tell your friends and family that you love them. I'll speak to you soon. Bye. Love you. Mwah.